18th of October. For full terms, visit mcdonalds.com.au.
AFL Trade Exchange.
For Rheem, install a Rheem, Australia's favourite in hot water.
And Repco Authorised Service.
You can rely on your local Repco Authorised Service Centre.
This is the Trade Exchange on Continental Tyres, AFL Trade Radio, engineered in Germany, proven in Australia. Trade up to Continental Tyres this trade period. Riley Beveridge and Cal Toomey bringing you a lot over the next hour. G'day, Cal.
G'day, Riley. Big show coming up. Looking forward to it. We're about to chat with Adelaide List manager Justin Reid, so plenty going on at the Crows. After that, we'll speak to Ryan Vaig, who is Jordan Degoe's manager. Obviously, a big deal signed by the Star Magpie this morning, a five-year deal. We'll talk to him about how close he was to leaving the Magpies potentially. Then we've got a chat with Connors Sports Management's Nick Geeshan and top 10 draft prospect Harry Sheezel. So looking forward to that. Jam-packed hour coming up.
Massive episode. Jordan Degoe not the only player to sign a five-year extension this morning. As he broke exclusively on AFL.com.au earlier this week, Tom Papley has also put 5 years onto his deal, already contracted for 2023, but take him one of the big pre-agents off the market.
Yeah, big move there for the Swans and for Papley too. It's an amazing turnaround. 3 years ago, he wanted to go to the Blues. Since then, he's had the three best years of his career. So a great deal for him and a great deal for the Swans.
All right, someone who will be trying to get a few more great deals over the line during this year's trade period is Adelaide List boss Justin Reid. He joins us on Trade Radio. G'day, Justin.
Riley Cow, how are you, boys?
Good, thank you. Justin, we might kick in straight away with Isaac Rankin. How are negotiations progressing there?
Yeah, I think Craig went on the record yesterday. We've had a few discussions with Gold Coast and I think they're heading in the right direction. I won't go into the detail, but obviously pick five sitting there and we're just, I guess, working through what that looks like. So, you know, we'll catch up a bit more next week and work through that as we get closer to the deadline.
Do you anticipate, Reedy, to have to pay more than pick five? And would you be willing to do that to get Rankin across the line?
Oh, look, we obviously Isaac's a priority. We want to get him into the football club and we'll work through that with Gold Coast. So I won't go into specifics, but certainly pick five is a very good pick and, you know, we'll work through that together.
Tell us about the pursuit of Isaac. Clearly a South Australian, he came through the 2018 draft. You've been, I'm sure, across him throughout his junior years as well. Tell us about how this ramped up across the year and when you thought you'd landed him.
Yeah, Cal, I mean, Isaac, obviously, we knew he was a high-end talent coming through the South Australian pathway, and he's a massive Crows fan. And, look, sometimes things happen quickly or things take time when you're talking about acquisitions. So, you know, we knew from day one that there was always a possibility of Isaac wanting to come home. He's really strong family ties and relationships in South Australia, and I think he's gone on the record, you know, growing up as a 5-6-year-old, jumping off the couch and taking marks in his Crows jumper. So we've kept in contact with his management throughout, and I think, you know, he played this year on Adelaide Oval, Port Adelaide v Gold Coast, and it may have sparked something that probably left the door open for us. So, you know, we're wrapped that Isaac's keen to get back to Adelaide Football Club and South Australia itself, and hopefully we can work through that over the next week for him.
Josh Rochelle pretty excited as well to be sharing a forward line with him, and, you know, we saw the steps in development from Darcy Fogarty as well this year.
Yeah, exciting, Cal. Yeah, Josh is wrapped to, you know, have the calibre of Isaac come to the football club. And as I said, we're always keen on looking at high-end talent, trying to bring that into the football club. And, you know, obviously South Australians, we keep a real close eye on. But, yeah, certainly that forward line with Riley Thilthorpe and Fogarty and McAdam, it's certainly starting to develop. We're very young in that space outside of Tex, you know, a few years ago as part of this rebuild. And, you know, it just takes time to build that cohesion and bring that model together.
Do you expect any more incomings during this year's trade period, Reedy?
Riley, I think we'll be pretty quiet. I mean, look, Isaac, on the back of Geordie Dawson last year, we've gone to the draft, as you both would know, over the last 4 years, you know, with a lot of picks and bringing in some high-end talent. So we need to give that time to settle. So we've need to expose the list, get some games into the list as well. So I think we'll be pretty quiet. We'll look at Isaac and then go to the draft most likely. We're pretty tight for list spots as well.
Billy Frampton is one that's requested a trade to Collingwood. What do you think gets the deal done there?
Yeah, look, I've caught up with Graham Wright on a couple of occasions and pretty clear that I think a future three will get that done. So we'll just wait for Collingwood to come back and see what that looks like. They've got a bit on their plate as well, so I guess they'll work through a few things, but I think that should get it done.
More talk, of course, across this year, Justin, around Matt Crouch. He's contracted to the Crows for another year. Do you expect him to be at the club next year? Have you had any conversations with other clubs around Matt Crouch and where he could play in 2023?
He can. Now we Matt's contracted for 2023, so I think we've been on the record. I understand the interest, especially in South Australia, being a best and fairest winner, all Australian. He's a quality individual and player for our football club, and at times found himself out of the team this year. So we understand the interest, but now Matt's a contracted player, and we expect Matt to have a big off-season, and we'll see him in the Crows colours most likely next year.
One who hasn't been offered a contract as yet or is uncontracted is James Rowe. Do you expect him to be in the colours next year in that forward line?
Yeah, it's an interesting question. I mean, this time of year, a lot of clubs have, you know, at least half a dozen players on hold through this trade period. So, and Rowe is an outstanding young man and has played 36-odd games over the last 2 years. So we need to probably work through this trade period and just see where we sit with our list spots and rookie spots and see how that plays out. So it's not an easy time, and they're hard conversations to have, but they've been ongoing conversations for a while. So we've got three or four in the same boat. So it's we'll have to work through that once we get through trade period.
A couple more who are contracted but have been linked elsewhere throughout the year. Both of them linked to Carlton, I think, throughout the year, and Lachie Scholl and Fisher Mackesy. Do you expect both of them to be at the club next year?
Yeah, Riley, I expect both guys to be at the club. Yeah, I'm not sure. Obviously, there's a lot of noise and speculation around, or not this time of year, but even the 3 or 4 months leading into the trade period. But no, we certainly expect those boys to be at the football club next year.
Reddy, you the youngest team on average every week this year with an average age of 24 years and also the least experienced side week on week with 64 games. Where does that leave your group in terms of the rebuild, which you guys made a pretty aggressive decision a couple of years ago after that grand final to cut back and rebuild through the draft? How far into it are you? And you know, do you see that light at the end of the tunnel coming closer and closer?
Yeah, Cal, I think, as you said, we made, you know, from the board down, you know, a real conscious decision halfway through 2019 to be quite aggressive with a rebuild, which is, you know, the first time in the history of the football club. And that was a back of you know, an ageing list and probably where we sat on the back of 2017 to 19, that we knew we weren't going to get back to where we wanted to. So, look, the work starts then, but as you just mentioned, you're nearly at your lowest point 3 years in. It's not like it's all linear from year one to year three. You need to cut, and then what you'll find is your age and games demographic drops, and through that you then lack experience. And the only way to get experience and then to come out the other side is obviously have seasons and games and cohesion with the group. So I think what's been great is to go from 3 wins to 7 wins to 8 wins, and I think the consistency and our members can see how we want to play and the effort we give. I think with being such a young group, there's a strong foundation that Nixie and the coaching group's laid there. So, look, there's certainly plenty of work to be done, and we want to get back to finals football as soon as we can, but there's a bit of patience that comes with that.
8 wins this year, as you mentioned, we saw some of that development. What do you still see as the list areas, the areas that you'd like to address? We know Rankin coming in will certainly help that forward brigade. Do you still look at different ends of the ground or key position spots as being targets over coming seasons?
Yeah, Cal, I think, again, we need to expose the list itself to actually understand on what we have coming through and then where, I guess, where that gap analysis is. So we're always looking to add high-end talent, but as you've seen this year, like through a Berry and a Schomburg, Saligo, Hillthorpe, Hamill, Fogarty, Rochelle, like we actually have a lot of talent on our list. So giving them more time to play with each other and getting guys to find the roles that suit them will then assist us with our decision-making. So, again, exposing the list, getting a lot of this group to 50 to 80 games as quick as we can. And then through that, we'll certainly, you know, look from an acquisition point of view to address, I guess, what you'd call some holes or some depth that we need through the list. So, again, you know, a little bit maybe through the midfield behind the ball. But, again, we need to be a bit patient. You know, 2 years ago, not too many new Jordan Butts. And, you know, now he's a real key pillar of our defence. So things just take a bit of time.
Reedy, you mentioned before around pick number 5 potentially being on the table for Isaac Rankin. If that is traded, would you look to pull some levers to get back into the draft potentially? You've taken high picks to the draft for a number of years now. Is that something you'd look to try and get back into the club?
Yeah, right. We would be open to that. Obviously, you've got your pick or your trade pick period between the trade period and the draft itself. So there's certainly different ways to get up in the draft. So we'll continually work through that in this trade period and look how this year looks, but also your future picks. So, yeah, we're certainly open-minded.
Number 23 after pick 5 as well. We've got Next Generation Academy player Isaac Keeler, who you only would get access to as a priority selection after pick 40. Also, father-son prospect Max Michelani. Have you, yourself and Hamish Ogilvie, got any views on where those two might fit into the draft pool? I think I had him in the top 30 today in the fandom form guide. Is that where you're expecting them?
Thanks for that, Cal. Did other clubs ask you to do that for us?
No, all independent.
Yeah, very good, very good. Look, I think it's a bit early for that. I think, as you know, you get through the combine and then you do a lot more work leading into the draft. But both young men have been involved with the footy club for a period of time. And as you said with Isaac, unless it's outside pick 40, it's a little bit of out of our control. And with Max, we've loved what he's done this year. And, you know, he was really unlucky to be dropped for that Nord Grand Final. But we'll catch up with Max and the family post the trade period and sit down with them and try and map out what it looks like. But both quality young men and certainly both got a lot of talent. So we'll see how that plays out, later in the year.
Just before we let you go, Justin, I was scrolling Twitter the other day and something caught my eye. It's happened a few times now. I keep getting stuck on it. I follow Sports Illustrated and all these American sports accounts. And Justin Reid popped up in the Sports Illustrated account. I'm like, what's he doing over there? Kansas City Chiefs in the NFL. Have you ever found yourself getting a second guest or look at what's happening on Twitter and going, what is that me? Is there any confusion there from your end as well?
Well, Cal, Tommy Duda is a massive NFL fan, so he does send me some text messages of the great Justin Reid and what he's doing at Kansas City. He's a safety and a kicker, but I'd love to be sharing in his 3-year, $31 million contract. Funny you ask. I went on a study trip and I went over to Stanford on a couple of occasions, and I think I got 5% smarter by just walking into the campus. And I must have been 2018 or 19, I'm just sitting at work, and I've got an email from the athletics director of Stanford. I thought, oh, this is interesting. Thought he's just reaching out. I open the attachment. It's an official invite for Justin Reid to the NFL Combine. So there's this, what am I? Probably at this stage, a 42-year-old white Australian, about 5'9", being invited to the NFL Combine. So I sat on it for 24 hours just to make myself feel good, and then I had to actually email the director back and say, look, I think you've got the wrong Justin Reid.
Mistaken identity.
Mistaken identity. So I do follow him now. He's my two young boys, they think it's quite amusing.
Well, Reedy, good luck during the trade period. Good luck against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on Sunday night as well. You've got a big weekend ahead of you.
Thanks, Riley.
Thanks for joining us on Trade Radio.
Thanks,
this is the Trade Exchange for Ream, built tough for Aussie conditions. When it comes to water heating, ask your plumber to install the Ream. Plenty more to get through. We'll speak to the manager of Jordan Ngoi, Ryan Vaig, after this short break.
You're listening to Continental Tires AFL Trade Radio.